The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It must be Thursday, and my girl Trish is here.
I love Thursday morning.
That's not what you were saying a couple of minutes ago.
You go, well, I like it once I get up. Could we do this like at noon, Carl?
Yeah, but you know what? You could call in. It's not quite the same thing.
No, it isn't.
Good morning, everybody. 7:06 in the morning here on the 9th of June. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live today at KCNR1460.com.
It is 64 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 87 and a low of 80 on Friday, or 60, on Friday we're looking for a high of 83, low of 58. Saturday we're looking for 86 and 59. On Sunday it's going to get back up to about 95, but then a cooling trend comes next week again. And I don't know about you, but that's feeling good to me. I'm not ready for the 100 degree weather quite yet. The weather as always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. And good morning there to Bad Bob.
Well, good morning, sir, and beautiful drive in this morning. Almost a little cool, but it was compared to over the last weekend. I'll take it.
Yep. Bad Bob drives his Jeep in here every day, and it's you might say it's open to the elements a lot of times.
Yeah, well, it's a Jeep. It's supposed to be.
That's right. And I remember you coming in here, you know, wrapped up like Nanook of the North sometimes. You know, because you got rain, especially this year when it was raining like crazy. Bob just walks in, and I see this bundle walking by me, and I hear this voice, "Good morning." It was like, wow, is it bad out there?
Well, the average soft top is good for about 6 years. I've stretched mine out to 9, so...
Okay. Get little drips here and there.
Yeah, it was kind of...
Yeah, I have a Suzuki Samurai that I can identify with that.
You have that. You know, I had one of those in Hawaii, brought it back to California with, because in Hawaii, back in those days, in the late 80s, Suzuki Samurais were in all the rental fleets.
Oh, okay.
You know, so you're in Hawaii, you could buy a Suzuki Samurai, and, you know, it fit perfectly over there. So I bought one and brought it back to the States and realized that, I mean, it's a good little car.
I saw it behind my motorhome.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just perfect. It's just, it just fits
like
the ticket.
Dinghy. It's a mini Jeep, but it's got that narrow wheel span.
Yeah,
or the what do you call it?
And easy on the corners.
You have to drive rationally.
Yes. Yeah. Easy on the corners.
That's right. You know, but I used to fill up the whole back of it with rocks from the base to go over. I was putting a creek motif into my front yard there. So I was lining it with rocks. I mean that thing must have made 100 trips with rocks.
Yeah.
It's an excellent little car, and like I say, it just tows right behind that motorhome.
Pretty cool.
No problem. And yeah.
Hey, there's a lot of things happening. And we're talking about the elections and all this, but one of the major things that happened in the last week here up in Northern California, or in the last, you know, 2 weeks, was Bill Clinton came, wasn't arrested, which was a big thing, and came here to speak for his wife. Then, of course, you had the burn coming out, Bernie Sanders to Chico, just 6,000 people out there and feeling the burn, and then you had Donald Trump. The Donald comes in, does a flyby, and I thought, is that it? You know, you got like 4,000 people out here, you're flying by, you're coming back. Turned and came back, 154 degrees heat index at the airport.
God
and all these
all
thousands of
you.
People, and I was one of them, was standing there. And I'm thinking to myself, there's not enough water. You can't drink enough water.
Oh, I know.
And so
that's why I wasn't there.
But one of the things was, it was a typical Trump thing, except for one aspect. Trump looks into the crowd and sees Gregory Cheadle. He was standing there, waving, just like everybody else. And Donald Trump singles out Gregory Cheadle. And Gregory Cheadle's life changed that moment. And Greg is in here. Greg was running for Congress at that point as a Republican. Of course, now we've had the elections and all that.
And I'm still running.
And you're still running for next time. So Greg gets an early start. He has to get that kind of that jump.
Wait, it's every like 2 years. You better
jump.
Prepare.
That's right. But your life changed dramatically.
Yeah.
Can I say that? I mean, it's not like you're thrown out of your house or anything like that. But your life changed probably dramatically in that instant.
It has. There's been a. You know, it started off as almost like a dream-like thing, and now it's turned into a nightmare. It's changed quite a bit.
Changed into a nightmare. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you were. You went there, and you've to see Donald, not because you especially supported him.
No, I didn't support him at all.
Because there's a lot of people there, Rocky Slaughter. I just don't think Rocky Slaughter will support Trump. I mean, I'm just almost positive that Rocky Slaughter's not going to support Trump. But here he was in the front row.
With his red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue
suit on. I mean,
suit. It was a blue blazer and white pants and a red shirt or something like that. And he was there. His pictures of him getting his sleeve signed by Trump, like, yeah, I'm here. I just don't think Rocky's going to vote for Trump. But he was there, as were a lot of other people.
Right.
I mean, really.
We were there to have a good time. We were having fun.
And everybody was having a good time. Yeah. I even got my knife back, if you can believe that.
Well, and it's an important thing that Donald Trump saw fit to come to Reading, Shasta County.
Exactly.
Yes. I mean, that was something for
That's
our community
huge.
To celebrate. It's huge. You're right.
Anyway. When so you were there?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so you came there for what reason?
You know, it was funny because initially I was just going to go there and just pass out my campaign cards. Then ended up going inside and I got tickets and just went to hear him. I just wanted to hear him and see him for myself. I'd heard all these things and I just wanted to see the man, and that's it.
Okay. Now, so you got in. Got up front.
Fortunately got up front. You know, a guy came up to me and says, do you want to get up closer? And I said, fine. And
gave you a little pink
One of my Brian Dolly, my buddy, my baby brother, I call him. no, I'm serious. I love Brian. You know, I call him my baby brother. Sheldon, one of the people who worked for him.
Sheldon Ford.
Yeah, gave me a pink thing, and Sheldon and I were at the front when this happened.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what happened in the aftermath of this. If you haven't heard about it, it's really interesting, and it's not so much what Trump said, as it is what happened afterwards. That is, to me, is the disturbing part. In many ways.
And which is the whole history of the Trump campaign. One kind of little comment, and then we have weeks of comment about that one little
thing.
Comment.
He's a master.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's a master.
That's a great way to go to a break.
Yes. And so, but hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and Cody Titus. And Cody is somebody that has a great deal of experience in selling homes, investment properties, or finding that dream ranch for you. Give her a call at 209-0721, Properties by Merit, Cody Titus. And you know what? She knows what she's talking about out there. So give her a call. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and we're here with Greg Cheadle, the man whose face was made famous last Friday.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back, everybody. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 7:18 in the morning. It's 64 degrees. It's going up to 87 today. Yay! 87.
Oh, my gosh. It felt so good yesterday.
You know what? I almost feel like putting on a long sleeve shirt. We're going to play. Linda and I are going to go play in the Special Olympics fundraiser golf today, golf tournament today, this portion of it, before they get into the Pro-Am this weekend. And the... frankly, there's little difference in our fivesome on who's playing, except you know the pros with us in all plays. Our golfing is not good at all. So, but we have a great time, and I tell you, the Special Olympic kids are, and I shouldn't say kids because a lot of them are men and women, are just extraordinary people. Hey, we're here today with Gregory Cheadle, who was Republican candidate for Congress. Didn't make it.
No, but
close,
very close,
very close. Yeah,
but you know, while we're talking about that, I do want to say a special thank you to all those who did vote for me, because I know that those who did vote for me did so because of the feelings that they have toward me. It was not an anti-LaMoffa vote, but it was a vote for me, and I really appreciate that.
Okay. Okay. Now, what happened there, and this is the impact in your life, was you were sitting out in the front row.
Right.
Donald Trump saw you. He was talking about a African-American man who punched out a protester at the Trump rally who was wearing a Ku Klux Klan outfit, and the press immediately turned it into a black man beating up a white man because of what Trump was saying at the rally, which was totally untrue.
Yes.
And then he sees Greg there in the front row, and you can take it from there, Greg.
Well, actually, that's not quite accurate.
Oh, okay.
What happened, what he was saying, and this is why I can't take offense. Before that infamous statement, he was saying that he has a great African-American fan. He's a great man.
Mm-hmm.
Then the statement, and then Sheldon and I were goofing off as usual, and, you know, I said something, I waved a placard, and then he looked at me. And then he said, "Aren't you the greatest?" So in that context, I'm not an object, because that was defined, African-American was defined as a great man, a great fan, and then coupled with "aren't you the greatest."
Right.
How in the world could I be offended by someone calling
me
the greatest?
He was that. But at that point, mm-hmm. of course, the only part that came out
was my African-American.
Like,
right.
I own you type
right.
thing. And it was... And you're right, it wasn't taken, and I did the same thing right then, because I remembered that it was positive.
Right, it was.
I do remember it was positive. He was saying.
When I watched it, and before the uproar, watched that segment of the tape, it sounded positive. It wasn't
right.
anything to be offended by. Right. I
exactly.
thought it was a great
okay.
statement.
Exactly.
So then, after that, the place erupts, or the news media
blew it up.
Not there, but the news media
later.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened after that, Craig?
Well, after he said that statement?
Well, yeah, I mean, after that,
okay.
everybody left.
I mean,
the
speech went on, and there was nothing at
right.
the rally.
There was nothing, yeah.
Because there wasn't anything to be excited about.
And, yeah, well, let me add this, too, is that after he finished speaking, if he was a true racist or had some racist component to him, he would not have done what he did with respect to what happened after. After he finished speaking... You know, he was at the other end. He was way to my right, and he was signing autographs, Rockies included. And then he got to near where I was. I was several feet away from him, and he was about to leave, and I called out to him. And if he was a racist, he would have bolted.
Mm-hmm.
But he motioned to me, and we said a few words, and he signed two placards. So I have two autographs from him,
mm-hmm.
one I gave to a woman who had been waiting, at least 5 hours for him.
Right.
So if he was a true racist, he would have bolted. Because he had
just ignored you.
Yeah, he had the perfect opportunity to do that because he had been there for a while. It was hot. You know, he signed a lot of autographs. He's gone. Boom. But he, like I said, he stayed. We spoke and then signed things.
So what happened then right after that? So then you immediately were identified.
Yeah, I was identified, and, you know, people were laughing because they were excited because,
right.
you know, Donald Trump looked in their direction and these things happened.
Okay. So then what happened after that with the media?
Oh, with the media... I didn't even realize what happened because after it was over, no one said anything negative to me as we were walking out. I stayed around for a while just having fun. And it wasn't until a couple hours later, because I was tired being out in the sun. You know, you can see my peeling. Yeah,
yeah, we all did. I'm still peeling.
And it was like a couple hours later, I looked at my phone and I saw all these messages and missed calls like I had never seen before. And then I got on the internet and I looked at this thing and I said, "Oh my goodness, this is crazy, crazy." And so the media has been after me. I don't know, and it's turned into a nightmare because what was a beautiful day, a positive day, positive for Reading, positive for Black people, so I thought, you know, finally we have someone in, you know, mainstream media saying something good about us, and now it's turned into something bad. And so, you know, media's been. Again, they've been, you know, calling me, and it's been a negative experience now.
Now, you put a statement on Facebook trying to say this is what happened.
Right.
And is that true? Because I know you said things on Facebook, and what Linda said is, "Oh, my God, who are these people?"
You should see the most vile statements from a lot of people, and primarily from my own people, which really disturbs me. It disturbs me because we have fought so long to get somewhere, and this negative stereotype is now being reinforced by the posts that are put on my Facebook, and that's what I find particularly disturbing.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that it was, where you were trying to put things in context.
Yeah.
Just in context.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not out there to support this guy. I'm out there to learn. I am a Republican. It doesn't mean I have to support him. But you're trying to put things in context, and then the onslaught.
The onslaught was just ridiculous. It still is ridiculous.
The people out there that don't look at your Facebook page or what have you, what are they? What is the press and the people? What are they trying to intimidate? I mean, what are they saying?
they are trying to infer that the my was possession, that I'm an object to people to be possessed, but
and that you should have been offended by this.
That I should have been offended. But you know, here's the irony of it too: is that my question is, would people be as outraged if President Obama had come to Reading and pointed me out and said, "There's my African American"?
Well, of course not.
That's the key question.
Yeah, of course not. But
you know,
but I so the mainstream press. Who have you heard from?
Who haven't I heard from?
Oh, okay.
You've been on several shows.
Yeah, several shows. All the major networks have contacted me.
Have you? I know you've been on a couple of them. Have they given you a fair shake?
I don't know, because I don't watch this stuff. I don't have a TV, so I don't know.
Oh.
The questions seem to be fair, except for on Hardball.
Yeah, Matthews.
Yeah, because on that segment, I couldn't hear what he was saying, and so it was just driving me nuts. And I think that something, I think he plays around a little bit, and I just couldn't see the monitor, so I don't know what happens.
Okay.
I just leave it.
Anyway, so here's the guy.
I'm just having
fun. Here's Greg that went out there to see it. The fact is that something was taken, words were said, some were taken out of context. He tried to put them back into context on Facebook. And was just savaged.
The more I try to put it in context, the more...
The names that African-Americans were calling you were just...
Oh.
outrageous.
Well, the most kind name that I've been called was an Uncle Tom. But, you know, those I can't let those things bother me because I know who I am. I know I'm not an object. I have I'm confident in who I am. I don't have a weak personality where I have to... just get angry all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't worry about those things. It just saddens me that they have stooped to such a level where they reinforce the stereotype that's been cast for us for some time now. That's what bothers me.
It says here that you should be urging Cheadle to run for local office, and we can make that happen, as people out there are saying, and that you're being used. And, but you could use that to your advantage.
Well,
I know you said that you'll never run for local office. So.
Well, you know, people, we're all being used in some respects. So, again, people will say these things because they don't know the whole story.
Right.
And they're not in the situation. I refuse to run for a local office because I have no interest in a local office. The problem we have with these types of campaigns is that people will play hopscotch politics. They'll go from city council, the board of supervisors, to the state. And then maybe on to the Fed. I have no interest in anything else. I go with my passion, and I don't see why I should be limited by having to go to a lower office. And if I took that strategy, I'd probably be about 90 before I went to run for Congress again.
Okay. We've been here with Greg Cheadle. Greg, we appreciate you as an individual and a person. I mean, we know you as a friend, and not a candidate, but as a friend. And you're getting very positive comments in here that when you stop by people's house, articulate, knowledgeable,
yeah.
And it seems like an honorable man.
Well, I appreciate that.
So, I hope this settles and that we can all move on forward from this.
Well, it'll settle. I'm in the process of writing something, again, that I'll put on Facebook, and hopefully that will neutralize some of this stuff because it's gotten crazy. You know, my daughter has problems with it in Southern California, so...
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Greg. And if people knew you, they would know that, one, you wouldn't stand for anybody saying something to you that was derogatory, that you wouldn't, the Secret Service would have had a buzz saw on their hands. anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl.
And we'll have you back again.
All right,
Greg.
We'll be
so
right
much.
Back after these messages.
All right.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
If you have knee or hip pain, learn how to stop hurting and start moving again. Providence Orthopedic Institute invites you to a free talk on June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Mako Technology at Providence may be the right solution for your knee or hip joint pain. Life is better in motion, so come to Providence Orthopedic Institute's free talk Friday, June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Register at 888-907-0915 or at providence.org/jointrobot.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Chris Clark. It's Thursday.
Good morning, honey. Thursday morning. I love Thursday morning.
7:32 in the morning. 64 degrees, going up to 87 today. Oh,
cool,
but you know what?
Trend.
87
so,
up to 87.
It's cooling down to 87. I know, it's beautiful, and,
wow.
And even on Sunday, it's only going to get up to about 95. So that's, yeah. I mean, then it's going to cool down again.
Yeah, Linda's going to be singing at the View.
Beautiful day.
And she'll be there
us.
From 11 to 2. Yeah. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. They'll be outside on the veranda in the shade with that breeze off the river. It's going to be beautiful. So yeah. Come on out and join us, 11 and 2. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Wellgate Sports Club. Even though it's a beautiful day today, during the summer, and when it's 843 degrees out there, why would you go outside and punish yourself when you can go inside the sports club where it's air-conditioned? And punish yourself, but be more comfortable while you're punishing yourself, while you're working out. They've got a saltwater pool there. You can work in, you know, if in resistance training. It doesn't bust up your knees or joints or anything. Bob's over there every day. I'm trying to get there at least 3 times a week. Linda's there all the time. It is a great place. It is like a club. Boheme Spa's there, and one of the memberships is you get 2 visits to Boheme Spa. You get 2 of their, like you could get a facial and a mani. Or 2 facials, or a mani-pedi. All of it's part of your membership. Can't beat that. It's a great place, and they're constantly upgrading all of their equipment and they're in the quarters in there. So give them a call, 768-1205. Can't say enough about them. Wellgate Sports Club. Good people. Now, it just came across in our chat room is that the Ninth Circuit Court said that there is no constitutional right to have a concealed weapons permit.
Isn't Get that, out.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Nice
Depends on
court.
What your meaning of the term infringement is.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, we're not going to talk about that, though. We're going to talk with Susan Eastman, Wells Fargo advisor, who's here with us today.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Good morning
Susan Eastman.
The energy is just so high in this room. Good morning.
Ah,
Hey, you came in to talk about the 2016 mid-year outlook. Can you just kind of give us an up to now, what you think? I mean, or what's happened? Not what you think, but what's happened over the last half year?
What I brought today was it's from Wells Fargo Investment Institute. It's a 2016 mid-year outlook. Keep your eyes on the horizon, because we will be seeing some volatility from here to the end of the year, and you have to look over the trees, over the forest, and keep your eyes on the horizon. So this handout that I brought can be sent to you via email. You can call the office, and our number is 243-7561. But basically, I wanted to go over what has happened so far, too, from January to June.
Yeah.
And time goes by really fast, and we recovered from February. In January, basically, we started out really slow from the year before. And the concerns of China's growth, us slowing down, a new downturn in oil prices. Oil prices was $30 a barrel in January, and now it's $50 a barrel. That's a big difference. And there was a lot of pressure on portfolios and concerns for our country. And some of the oil companies actually went bankrupt. Chevron and Exxon are still alive. But it just put a lot of pressure. And then that caused jobs in that area to go
away. Well, people had leveraged themselves a lot, because so many jobs were out there depending on oil, the oil shale, everything.
And bonds.
And bonds. Everybody was leveraged out, and they're just like a lot of people were leveraging in the real estate years ago.
Right.
And then when the oil price crashed, was it for them.
It was very, very fierce. Yeah. And so that...
Some of them were not young companies. Some of them were older companies.
Older
too.
Companies. And so we still might see a few dominoes in that area still. Because they were leveraged. The companies were leveraged. So we thought that was just really fierce, the oil prices. So then we moved to February, and we dropped over between 9 and 12% in the stock market. So we just get through the oil price scenario. Then we get our own overall stock market
crash.
Dropping.
No, okay, not crashing, but
no, it didn't
dropping.
Crash.
Dropping.
No,
dramatically.
Correction. It corrected itself.
And so then there's more heightened concerns. Consumer sentiment is just really negative. And I did get a lot of calls in that arena.
A lot of hand-holding.
But also, when that happens, that's when you can take advantage of stock price drops. If you have the money,
if you
have the cash on the side, and you take the opportunity right there. And so that month was really difficult. And then in March, we celebrated the second longest bull market in history was 1987 to 2000. So in March, we celebrated the seven-year anniversary of the current U.S. equity bull market. And that was, people don't realize it because they focus month to month, but you have to open your window for longer than that to see where your money came from 08. That was a very severe downturn. So
yes, it was.
It was hard on all of us, right? And the real estate market.
Remember it well.
Yeah. So we get through April, and then we get to May. And then the news comes out with the adage, sell in May and go away. That has been going on in history. And so I get calls from clients that say, it's May, should we sell? And I said, well, what are you thinking? We have to discuss it and go over the portfolio. And I said, that's just a saying. It doesn't always mean that's what's going to happen.
So they believe that because the stock market's going to drop then or something for the summer?
Yes.
So now we sell while it's still a bit high and then take our gains. And
so May didn't come to those terms. So May, the S&P 500 climbed 1.5% from its third straight monthly gain. The index finished nearly 14% above the February 11th low. And then Fed Chair Janet Yellen was suggesting that a rate increase would probably be appropriate in the coming months because everything looked a lot better than January, February, March.
Okay. Now, me as such a novice, and you know that, when Yellen says something like that, what does that do to everybody? When she said, oh, we're looking at a rate increase here.
Well,
isn't that kind of like everybody goes...
She's talking about the interest rates, right?
Interest rates,
they've been so low.
Yeah.
And
they have, but I have to ask you a question. I didn't mean to interrupt, but interest rates have been so low that for us investors, we wouldn't mind an interest rate increase.
Right.
It'd be nice to start earning some money on CDs or even
money
savings accounts or money markets.
Yeah, but when
it'd
you
be
say,
nice to see a little bit of interest increase.
But when you say raise the interest rates, that has a lot of investors, I mean, that are like and property
really,
and all that. Doesn't that kind of bother
people?
People wanting to purchase.
People will rush to get their refinance done if they haven't done it yet. They will try to buy their homes if they're...
Right.
That increases, and then the financial stocks go up because if the interest rates go up, that means they're going to make more money. And so that's what happened in May. The financial stocks went up based on that news.
Okay.
But then, and the best performing stocks in May were technology, and tech rebounded 5.3%. And also retailers became the worst performing stocks in May because the mall-based retailers are not showing earnings because of e-commerce.
So many people are buying things online.
And I check with my children who are Amazon aficionados, and they do a lot of online purchasing with their Prime membership. I don't know if any of your family does that.
I tell you
so
what,
that's what hard. So
Linda and I will buy local every chance we get. If we can't buy local, then we'll go to a big box store locally. That usually has it. And it's rare. Now, Linda will occasionally find something on the Home Shopping Network. So I don't know if that's an Amazon type thing, but
Right. So when the retail stocks were getting hammered, I was coming to work in the morning. And I was driving down Hilltop. I live in a condo up on Hilltop, and I saw Bed Bath and Beyond and Macy's and Best Buy, and I was like, really? These companies are going to go out. They're going to go out of business.
They were,
and they're going to be empty shelves
before
I know it. They're just going to have to refocus their inventory. And they all have websites. They will figure it out.
Well, they've also cut back on some of their stores, too. They're closing certain stores, I think a lot of them are. And, you know, they're tightening up here. So.
And we talked about this before. Do we need so many choices in our purchasing?
Well, but more importantly, you know, I think you hit it. They need to start giving something you can't get on the internet, and that's customer service.
Right, right.
And they've gotten totally away from that.
Because you can't find any people.
You go into the stores, I mean, as you know, Best Buy, that's the only game in town if you want to buy computer equipment kind of thing. Because a lot of the others have gone. So they're kind of the place in a lot of instances where the focus is. Well, then don't you think they should give a little cut? No, because I'm the only game in town. You're going to buy it here, you're not going to buy it, or you're going to... They don't have any customer service.
Well, the thing that I noticed, too, during the downturn is that they let go a lot of staff.
Yeah.
So that, in combination of making someone do three jobs, one person's trying to do three jobs.
And so then the customer comes in
they
and
don't
you can't get any
customer
service.
Right, there's no one.
I'm going to throw this out, though, that I've gone into Best Buy. And I've been trampled by people trying to help me. I was afraid to stop because all of a sudden I was converged on by three people. Now
that's
not
customer service.
But once they leave.
I mean to treat you nice, Carl.
Well,
that's my point. I'm trying to say they need to be happy for my business when I go kind of store.
Well, I know that. But what I'm saying is the couple times I've been in the Best Buy, they have been... You know, I have been helped by somebody that's been very helpful there because I sure as heck don't understand things. Bob gives me a list of things and says, okay, ask for these things specifically. And I've called Bob from the store and had him talk to the Best Buy guy.
Oh, that's good.
my experience there is that
out Best Buy.
I know.
As a general rule,
you're right.
In Shasta County do not give a lot of customer service.
Lowe's seems to come to mind that sometimes they struggle a bit.
Unless you go
I can think of a lot of
Bastiani
different
ones. Arms.
So
great customer service.
We digress. But
okay, sorry.
The point being is that the retailers will have to bring back shareholder value by showing that they can earn money over the long run. And I think they will work on that because they just got trampled in May. And then we moved to June, and the government reported that employers added only 38,000 workers to the payrolls.
38,000.
This was 200,000.
This was a horrendous job report. Horrendous. I mean, Yeltsin, she comes out and she said, don't read too much into this. However, this was not good.
Right. So that will then delay the decision whether we should raise interest rates or not.
Hey, we're here with Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Advisors, and she is our person to go to learn about this. Because what you've just done for the last over this past year in this last 10 or 12 minutes is tell us where what's happened this year.
So far.
So far. And now, and you brought us this great pamphlet. Or can I say pamphlet? Or is it's a guide talking about the five drivers of change.
19 pages.
19 pages for 2016 mid-year outlook, eyes on the horizon. And I can't wait to get into this one because I'm looking at this and some of it you say, okay, that's just, you know, the elections change the political landscape. But the other things you have in here are very... it's going to be interesting to talk about it.
And sometimes it's good to just read something and not hear bantering about the pros and cons of things and just have your own quiet time to just read something like this.
This is great. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, where Trish hangs out when she's looking for jewelry.
Absolutely.
And estate jewelry, they have it all. They have their own gemologist who designs and builds jewelry. You know what? Any kind of jewelry you
watch
want.
Watch repair.
Watch repair guy there. You know what? You can't find a better place for jewelry than Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Susan Eastman after these messages.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It's 64 going up to 87 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. We're here with Susan Eastman, who is the First Vice President of Investments and Financial Advisors over at Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. And we're happy to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Okay. We got like about 10 minutes left, 9.5.
Okay.
Where are we going?
Well, we were talking about the jobs report.
Which was abysmal.
Abysmal. And then the unemployment rate fell to 4.7%, the lowest in nearly a decade. And we've had pros and cons discussion during the break about that number. And most of us believe that's a very
bogus
and a number that we don't really understand.
Just got right to the chase.
Really don't understand because of so many jobs lost. And we feel that in the report it talks about the jobs because of the labor force, they're just not finding jobs.
They quit looking.
They quit.
And
or they're
no longer on the unemployment
rate.
And they've dropped off the system and they still get. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they're still not. They're unemployed, but they just aren't seeking unemployment benefits.
I think we're at the lowest work level force than we have been in maybe.
More unemployed Americans than we've ever had in our history. Yeah.
So then after that report, stocks actually gained despite that report. So the Dow is up 3.3% year to date. The S&P 500 is up 3.68%, and the Nasdaq, where the technology stocks are, is down 0.65. Earlier, it was down about 5%. So the information is we're trucking along. The stock market reached 18,000 this week, and now it's under that today. So it's kind of pausing again because we just went through the primaries, and we're worried about the next presidential election on how that is going to affect the stock market.
Of course,
there's pros and cons of what will happen if you get a Democrat. What will happen to the stock market if you get a Republican? But because of gridlock, we just have to keep our eyes on the horizon because we won't really know until it happens. And so, with that being said, my advice would be for everyone to think about investing for the long term, not the short term, and react to the stock market. Stay focused on your goals. Review your asset allocation, meaning find out how many stocks you have to bonds and cash, and then avoid trying to time the market. That's one of the biggest blunders, is trying to time the market. Hold cash too long, waiting for the stock market to go down, and sometimes it could take months, and you don't earn anything. We talked about cash not earning very much.
It's not earning.
CDs, very safe, not earning even a percent. So it's really tough to find income. So you just need a good review. That's what I'd recommend.
I know it's difficult for you to answer questions because you're under a lot of restrictions.
Correct.
From your company. And I want everybody to understand that. So answering specific questions is very difficult for Susan because the company just says you can't do that. You can talk in generalities.
You can call me.
But you can call her.
At 243-7561. And that's the best way to handle being live on the air.
Okay. But if you're asked a question about, though, like what you think will come in the future, like will the Feds raise rates? Can you talk about that at all?
In the report, we expect them to raise rates towards the end of the year. But very small. It's very slow and long process. The Fed is going to take their time because they don't want Janet Yellen's new job. She does not want us to go back into recession.
Right. Okay. What impact would that have then on the federal debt?
The raising the rates?
Yeah. Would it have any?
Well, the debt is out there, and we have to handle it. We need we were just talking about GDP. We need to improve growth in our country so we can eventually pay our debt back.
And that's not going to happen.
It's going to take years and years.
In fact, we just talked about the GDP. Now, the GDP over the last 8 years has just been really, I think they said the average, I think it was like 0.09 or 0.08, if it was even that high.
Didn't we say 0.9?
I think point nine.
Because right now we're traveling about 1.9.
Okay, but the average is like 9, and we should be in the twos or threes.
We should get up to 3, and that would alleviate a lot of this stress in our economy.
Wow. You know, one of the things in your 19-page document here that you all have got out, this 2016 Mid-Year Outlook. Now, people can get that this from you, right?
Right. It just came out yesterday.
Okay. Now, five things that they are going to address in this is changing consumer behavior, change in political landscape, a shift in monetary policy, global economic transition, and growing uncertainty.
Those
are topics inside this. I find every one of these, I think, are going to be really. I can't wait to read this thing, especially when you get into the shift in monetary policy. And
right.
You're saying they should continue to diverge, U.S. and international.
Right, because when our stocks go down, the other global stocks can go up, and there's a lot of high dividend paying stocks in the global side of the country.
Well, a lot of people have that as part of their portfolio, don't they? Don't you have
right.
international or
we have you know? Asset allocation models, and we have ways to whatever your risk tolerance. We would say, well, you should have 5% international, maybe 10%, not
okay.
20 or 30. So we can
right.
evaluate your portfolio, or if you want to get into the stock market, you haven't yet invested there, we can come up with a plan for you. We have to meet in person or talk on the phone.
Because it really does based on your tolerance for
right.
risk.
Right.
Some people can feel real comfortable with
right.
a higher level, and some people want to be absolutely sure that they don't lose their investment. They're willing to maybe gamble a little bit with the growth. But
right.
So everybody's different.
I showed a client a model where it said if you had 50% equities, it would have a downside risk of, you know, say 12%. And then if they had 70% equity, there's a downside of 17%, example. He goes, oh, I don't want that. So sometimes I have to show illustrations to see the person's opinion. Because
uh-huh.
sometimes they say, oh, I'll do that. But then that's not what they mean.
A lot of
so
times,
I do a lot of digging.
Yeah.
Well, you have to, and then you get, you know, something happens, and then, you know, you start getting phone calls at 2 a.m. by people going, you know, screaming on the other end, rolling around and gnashing their teeth. I wouldn't, but
you wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that. You know, I put all my money in gas and oil. That's gas and oil in my truck. That's,
there you go.
That's my extra money. That's all my extra money.
Well, that's what I told my clients when the oil prices went down. I go, but you're having so much fun filling your car.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Don't look at your stocks.
Don't look at your stocks, but think how
enjoy
you
your
can have a nice
fill up
have a
gas
vacation,
tank.
Which, by the way, is one of the reasons that the sales revenue, tax revenue in Redding has dropped a lot. One of the reasons, I think main reasons, is because of the price of gas. But do you keep track of Redding very much, or are you mainly on eyes on the horizon there?
No, I'm driving around in Redding too. I see the gas prices.
Well, I mean, just
taxes,
but keep
yeah.
you know about the taxes and all mm-hmm. that because we're
well,
not
but that's
making
also
as much.
Also to do with that buying on
yeah.
the internet
right.
and a lot
right.
of people
that's
do
true.
That and that certainly impacts
it changes
the
local
absolutely
local
because
economy.
That's what our cities and counties depend mm-hmm. on is that sales tax revenue.
Right.
And when you go offline, when you go online, it doesn't help.
Exactly.
Well,
hopefully we will get a good balance.
Can you say which kind of stocks look pretty good here in the future?
I can't give individual
okay.
stock.
Okay. But I mean, what can you say kind of or no? Okay.
No.
Like tech. All right.
Would you agree or disagree that say battery technology such as what Tesla is working on is probably something you want to look at?
Well, there is a lot of new technology coming out, and I do like technology stocks for that reason because they're yeah. big disruptors of change, and it's just going to get bigger and
yeah.
bigger and bigger.
And you know what? I absolutely agree with that. Not that I know what I'm talking about on that, but as far as technology, and especially here in this town's poised to start taking some huge steps forward when it comes to technology and school. They're starting schools. I talked about it yesterday.
That can be the economic base for jobs and schooling and everything for this.
A huge economic base here.
We
anyway.
Really need to get on board with that.
Susan Eastman was with us, giving us a quick review
of the year.
Thank you
so
very
far.
Much up to now. And then a look in the horizon. And you can get this Wells Fargo Investment Institute 2016 Mid-Year Outlook, Eyes on the Horizon, which looks really great. Thanks for bringing it.
It looks like a great.
And
read. It does. A lot of information.
You get
in
it, you can get it from Susan Eastman over at Wells Fargo Advisors. Phone number again.
243-7561.
Stop by her office at 2705 Park Marina Drive.
Thank you.
Susan, thank you.
Thank
this went by a week.
It did go by fast.
Okay.
Nice
hey, we'll be right back after this break with the Redding Fire Chief.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The White House says President Obama is looking forward to his meeting with Bernie Sanders before endorsing Hillary Clinton for president.
Sanders will sit down with the president here at the White House to discuss the top priorities emphasized in his campaign. With some Democrats urging Sanders to step aside, White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Sanders has earned the right to make his own decision and that the president will hold off on endorsing Clinton until after the Sanders meeting.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Rutgers political scientist Richard Harris says the president clearly cannot wait for the general election to get underway so they can focus on the Republicans and Donald Trump.
I think Barack Obama is itching for this fight. You could see it last week when he had his jacket off, his sleeves were rolled up, he was bounding up to the podium.
And the White House says the president will be paying tribute to Sanders' historic candidacy with the Oval Office sit down. The session aimed at unifying the Democrats for a general election contest. House Speaker Paul Ryan is unveiling his own plan today to overhaul immigration and secure U.S. borders. Ryan says it's a plan that would keep out extremists, criminals, and drug cartels. He's careful to change the wording, though, from Donald Trump's proposal of building a wall on the border. Ryan says he favors high fencing. Instead, Israel is responding after last night's shooting attack by two Palestinian men near an outdoor Tel Aviv market. Daniel Estrin reports that Israel has now frozen more than 80,000 permits for Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza who plan to visit family and attend Ramadan prayers in Jerusalem.
For the month of Ramadan, Israel extended tens of thousands of permits to Palestinians, and 83,000 of those permits have now been temporarily suspended.
And the military is also deploying two additional battalions in the West Bank. More on these stories from townhall.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Be one of a million people filling the National Mall for Jesus at Together 2016. On Saturday, July 16th, unite in Washington, D.C. with Hillsong United, Passion, Francis Chan, Lecrae, Carrie Joe, Michael W. Smith, Nick Hall, Christine Kane, and many more who believe Jesus changes everything. Go to reset2016.com and say you're going. Sign up, show up, fill the mall.
Philadelphia's mayor is not too sweet on soda and other sugar-laden drinks, as Rich Thomason reports.
Mayor Jim Kenney proposed a 3-cent an ounce tax on soda and other sugary beverages to pay for universal pre-kindergarten, community schools, and park improvements. The soda industry has fought the proposal with millions of dollars in advertising. Some critics have said the tax would hit the poor the hardest. The first-term mayor claims the poor would be among its main beneficiaries.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason. The European Central Bank President Mario Draghi says governments must do more to make their economies more competitive and create more jobs as Europe's aging population weighs on labor markets. Draghi told finance and banking experts at the Brussels Economic Forum today that the cost of delay is too high. Draghi says structural reforms can boost growth by lowering unemployment. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Illinois' Attorney General Lisa Madigan is suing the Jimmy John sandwich chain.
She's accusing it of improperly forcing low-level employees to sign agreements preventing them from seeking jobs with competitors. The agreements prevent employees from working for any business located within 3 miles of a Jimmy John's that derives at least 10% of its revenue from submarine or deli sandwiches. A later version of the agreements changed the restriction to 2 miles. Madigan says Jimmy John's initially said it stopped using non-compete agreements in 2015, but later said the policy change was never implemented. Keith Peters reporting.
There are still a few tickets left for today's Muslim prayer service in Louisville, Kentucky, to honor former boxing legend Muhammad Ali. There are none left for the Interfaith Memorial tomorrow. Muslims have traveled from all over the world to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali. Organizers say today's service is open to all, but meant especially as a chance for Muslims to say farewell. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8 here on June the 9th. My gosh, it's going to be one of those days. Bad Bob, good morning, buddy.
And good morning. Am I doing the? Am I playing the part of Trish for this hour?
Just for a couple minutes here. We're working something out there.
So. Sunny to partly cloudy, high near 90, and it will be partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of around 60 degrees. So pleasant sleeping weather. The cooler temperatures are the next few days. Then as we get into the weekend, they start ticking back up. Right now we are at about, let's call it 67 degrees in Redding. It's pretty good. As a few days ago, we were at 80 this time of day. And all this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. And they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. A veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kenny are running that business, of course, and have been for many years, and expanding it as we speak. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service. In fact, it's much over 20 years, and they have all makes and models of air conditioning that they work on. Voted best in the North State for 2015, and much more. Another veteran-owned business, and I tell you what, I take my business to Alliance Heating and Air. There's nobody better than them. Give them a call at 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Now, Bob did the weather, but he just gave today's weather, if you want to catch up, Trish.
Okay, fine. Well, we're looking at, on tomorrow, on Friday, a high of 83 and a low of 58. On Saturday, a high of 88 and then just low down in the 60s again. By Sunday, we're going to get back up to about 95, but then we're going to go right back into a cooling trend first part of next week. So it looks like we've broken that 100-degree business for a while.
Okay.
By the way, we are about 2 weeks away from the solstice, longest day of the year, sunset tonight, 8:39 p.m., and it'll be almost 9 by the time.
When is the longest day of the year?
That would be June the 21st. June 20th, 21st, is the longest day of the year.
Okay, cool. The longest day of the year. I don't know. What are you going to do on that day?
Well, I don't know, but I'll be the early morning hours of that increase in length of time, I'll be sleeping unless it's a Thursday.
Hey, have you heard? Did you see what's going on up in Siskiyou County? And I'm going to get Sheriff Lopi on here. Thanks. Yeah, I know John Lopi. I know him really well. My mind clears. You know, every so often Bob talks about don't get this type of software or this type of system because it resets. Well, I got news for you. My mind resets every so often, too.
It empties everything out when it resets.
When something happens, you know, and then, you know, you think you've got something, and then it changes, and you don't have any reason why, and you know that you're right. You just know you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't come out like that.
Yeah.
Because there's something else somehow involved in this thing. And then, so it just changes. So anyway, John Lopi, they're saying is that he's out, his men are out intimidating a group of people to keep them from voting. And and Lopi says, this is a bunch of crap. They're trying to coerce us from trying to do our job. And they're saying is that the group of people up there, and I think it's the Hmong community in Siskiyou County, are saying that they didn't turn out to the polls because they feared they would be arrested and prosecuted. Lopi says, nah. He was asked to investigate, that there was questions about people registering for voting. He was asked to check on it. He did that. And they said, well, his men are armed. He said, well, yeah, because we're
because
out.
Cops. Because they're okay. Sheriff.
Oh, no. Here's why. Because the Hmongs have got a very thriving marijuana business going on up there in Siskiyou County.
Uh-huh.
So when his guys are out there talking to people in the middle of all these marijuana plantations, guess what? They're armed. And they will have rifles that are slung. But those are the ones that they're talking about. He's coming out and saying, hey, wait a minute. These people are trying to, you know, why would I do this? You know, the marijuana initiatives that came up were, you know, by far 70% of the people said we've got to get our arms around this and restrict the marijuana growing. He said, there's, you know, that, you know, what are you going, you know, I would send my men out to keep people from voting. No, this is stupid. And if you know John Lopey.
Yeah.
You know that this is a terribly unfair accusation. Here's a guy who spent his whole life, I mean literally his whole life, defending this nation, defending the citizens of this state as, you know, as a highway patrolman, as a soldier and a Marine, and he's got this sense of honor and this sense of doing the right thing, and to have this come in and just be splashed up on the paper like it was yesterday. Record Searchlight, you deserve to have, you know, you ran it now on the front page. That's the only way you could have made up for this, because you left it allegations out there hanging out there yesterday. But front page, you blow the fold, that's okay. Siskiyou County Sheriff says he's falsely accused. And the state says, well, we had to make sure we had access for voting. Well, when you go to the people here in Siskiyou County and said, we've never had problems with this before, you know, voter fraud or anything. You know, we don't understand why you guys are coming out here, you know. So
who was doing the investigating?
Of him? It was the ACLU screaming that he was keeping the people from voting. And the American Civil Liberties Union sent out a news release denouncing the actions of local and state officials, because the state was out there, too, checking to make sure that, hey, the county clerk said, look, I'm having people trying to register, and they're not having the proper documentation for their property, not who they are, but their property.
Oh, so the county clerk is the one that said, I'm having people.
Right. And that's what it said, was county clerk. Now, Janelle Vang, a spokesman for the Hmong community in Siskiyou County, said many residents did not turn out the polls because they feared they would be arrested and prosecuted. For what? Showing up and voting?
If they're legally registered, they have no issue.
No. Are they citizens?
Well, there you have it. Now, maybe that's part of the problem.
Well, maybe. Who knows? Anyway. Okay, the Moffa and Reed are going at it again. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's interesting, and I think specifically that this has been such a strong Republican stronghold for so long, and the statistics show that as we've had the influx in from the Bay Area, the numbers are not as strong Republican as they used to be. We used to be, as I recall, and I'm just off the top of my head, there was a point in Shasta County where it was predominantly Republican registration. That's getting closer to, I don't know, 55-45 kind of split now, as opposed to 60-40, you know, a bigger split.
Yeah, but I tell you what, you know, Jim, who is a likable guy.
He is.
He's the kind of guy you'd have over for your house, you know, for
until you get down to the nitty-gritty.
Until you ask him questions like, what do you think about the Second Amendment?
That's what I'm saying. You really need
but
to.
But even more about, cutting the defense budget again.
That's the only place we've gotten the budget, he said.
Bringing the draft back and, you know, things like that. It's kind of like, Jim, I mean, this is, you know, this is further out than last time. So, you know. We'll see. He's hoping to get Montez's people. And, of course, Red Smith is out there saying, well, you know, we're not going to support LaMoffa. Of course you're going to support LaMoffa, Red. Maybe you not personally, but the people in the organizations would much rather have Doug LaMoffa in than a liberal Democrat.
Well, and that's when you get down to it. And I think that kind of goes across the board at this particular time in this country. Everybody out there knows that I was absolutely, totally invested in Ted Cruz as a candidate. I still think that he was far and above anything we've had as a candidate for the Republican office in many years. Having said that, now you're down to Trump and Hillary. You're going to vote for Trump.
Yep, it comes down to it. You know what?
And you can back around that all over the place. I enamored of Trump? Not so much. He needs to learn to stop shooting from the hip and then let the fallout.
I need to sit down with the Donald and say, Donald, just listen to me. Just listen to me, okay? I mean, I'm not a brilliant politician, but I can tell you exactly what you're doing wrong. You know,
and
if you just do two things, you'll be elected. But we got to take a break, hon.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, talking about customer service.
There you go.
Buy local. You can buy at the big box store, like you said, Sportsman's Warehouse, or some of these other places. But let's just face it. Those guys, and I know the guys. They're the good guys. But you don't get the customer service like you get at Bastiani Arms, who will be there, that will sit down and take the time with you to talk with you. They're not being pushed to, go sell something else or any of this stuff. They want you to find the weapon, the pistol, the rifle, the shotgun that you truly want and need and that fits you. That's Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah have built a great business there at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur. Classes on concealed carry, classes on hunter safety, and two great gunsmiths. I've sent people down there to have the trigger actions on their pistols work because it was a little tough for them. John takes it, puts a new trigger in there, or he files down some things his own little magic way, and that pistol works great. All this at Bastiani Arms. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. 8:18 in the morning.
Inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, of course, where discounts for veterans and great coffees. And then, of course, the finest tobacco emporium in the whole Northern California area is right next door with a great, 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 great. Can I say that? I'll say it again. Great walk-in humidor. Owned by veterans, of course. Joe and Shelley are just super people. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Let's go to the phones. Shirley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
Trish and I are sitting here. We are just, if we were any better, somebody'd have to take a stick and beat us.
Well, I have something stuck in my craw.
Okay.
Okay, let's hear it.
We're ready.
Okay. There was 30 people running for state, United States Senator. I tried and tried to get some kind of guidance from, you know, somebody about who to vote for. I finally, my friend said she read the bio on some of them, that this one fellow said that life begins at conception. I looked up the pro-life, and I actually voted for Thomas Del Barcaro or something.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, you know, my daughter, she voted for the lady that said she's a teacher. There was no guidance, and now we have two Democrats running against each other. We don't get a choice.
Well, you know what, Shirley, that's absolutely true, and the government of California made it so that you would probably just get two Democrats all the time, because on statewide elections, you'll have the two people who get the most votes. So, in this case, Tom Del Barcaro, who was on our show several times, by the way, including the day of the election.
I thought he would be great.
Yep. Well, he never, you know, frankly, I think there's 10 Republicans running. And for some reason, the Republican Party has, I think, rolled over and given up.
Yeah, surely. In all fairness, I was absolutely appalled that the Republican Party, with such an opportunity, with Boxer not running, you have an open seat, that they couldn't launch one well-known Republican that could be competitive in the state of California. And it was like they didn't even try. These people came out on their own. They got no support from the Republican Party in the state. And they didn't even make a viable effort to take that seat away from the Democrats.
Now, there is one thing, Shirley, is this. Kamala Harris, who had the most votes by far, but the other lady, the reddish Sanchez,
yes.
I believe,
yeah.
she is going to have to turn to Republicans and independents if she's to win. And I've heard, you know, that she is going to be business friendly and that she's going to be reaching out to Republicans to take, you know, to win this. So this is where the point is. They said, well, you could have two Democrats running, but they're going to have to rely. They're going to have to open up their tent to let Republicans in, as bad as that sounds. So now we've got to do is look at the one that is closest to what the Republican stands for, Republican Party. Now you're not going to get a pro-lifer. Just figure that.
I don't even know what Republican Party stands for anymore myself.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're right, Shirley. This country is getting so close.
In the state of California, it doesn't.
This country is getting so close to a third party, a strong third party candidate, and I would like to see that happen. So anyway, but thank you for your phone call. Yeah, I know.
Thank you for talking to me. And yeah, let's.
Did I get you off the ledge?
Yeah, I'm still pretty much on the ledge.
Well, but I think, and the point is, though, that unfortunately in the state of California, except in the North State, the Republican Party is just as good as dead.
Okay.
Why did they do that? Why can't we vote for only Republicans anymore like we used to? I'm 72, This did not used to happen.
Well, because the two top vote getters, and was that a proposition that we passed?
Yeah, that was a proposition.
That's, boy, going back to the whole fact that we pass these laws on propositions instead of under a republic form of government. But that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
It's totally crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, Shirley, thanks a lot. We got another phone call.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You bet.
Thanks, Shirley.
Hey, Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. A couple of quick things.
Sure.
Red Smith's comment, number one, was that Malthus's support has evaporated to a degree. He didn't say anything other than that. That was his exact words. He's got a point with the fact that Montez got 18%, Cheadle got 2%, and Reed, who I think is going going further left. I agree with you, going further left than he was. Reed got 29%, jumping in late. And
yes.
There's no way in the world that he does enjoy the type of support he used to. And the other thing is about the third party, this all brings about the fact that we think everybody is working together. A lot of people think that, they're all working together. It's one party. It's one group of people. California definitely is that way.
Yes.
And,
yes, you're right.
And it's the reason for Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is. And the third party, probably. But make no mistake, Red Smith did not. First of all, he doesn't speak for everybody. But he's right about what he said. And that is that LaMalfa's support has definitely evaporated by leaps and bounds. And the amount of money that LaMalfa had to spend on all these flyers and all this stuff to, you know, put down Montez with a PAC, the super PAC, and Montez fraud, all that stuff. I was kind of surprised because I don't know whether he really needed that or not.
Yeah. Well, you know, I said that too. You know, I said, you know what? He didn't need to go there. You know, and you're right. What he said was, what Red Smith said was that the excitement, enthusiasm, and support that Doug LaMalfa enjoyed has evaporated among people in the district, and he will never have it again, Smith said. Okay.
Well, okay, but here, let me.
Right. You're right.
You
he didn't
what,
say
Terry?
Anything about not supporting.
But and the other point is that I don't think that Doug LaMalfa is a stupid man, and I think that he has to recognize that perhaps there are some changes he needs to make in the way he represents his district, based on the fact that his vote ratio did go down dramatically. And I think he's a smart enough person to listen to that and to reconnect with the people, and that's my hope.
Well, also there's one other thing, and that is that I don't know how much longer Congressman LaMalfa is going to want to do this. I know they're grooming Gallagher for the seat. But, you know, people are already, you know, understanding that it doesn't matter what they do or who they put in. We just don't win. And I think that Trump has exemplified that, and I think it's time for a third party. But make no mistake, Doug LaMalfa's support had dropped dramatically from the last time he ran.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens last time. Yeah, there's a lot more challengers for him. You know, people actually coming out after LaMalfa. You wouldn't have seen that 2 years ago.
But I still think that Doug's a smart enough person to pay attention to that.
I hope he is.
And to realize that perhaps there's something he needs to do
differently. We got another caller, Terry. Thanks, Terry. Okay, let's go to Dustin. Dustin, good morning.
Good morning, Dustin.
How are you doing?
Fine. You're live.
Oh, how you doing, sir?
I'm fine.
Good. Just a kind of a question, bring something to light that I wanted to find out if it was true or not. On a few different news outlets, I'd heard that the state Senate had voted themselves 28-8 to not be subjugate or not be
be subject to the gun laws.
To the gun laws, yeah.
I just saw that this morning too, so I haven't checked that out yet. The state Senate has said that they do not have to be subject to the gun laws, but I don't know if that's true. I saw that's 28-8, but I'm gonna have to go back and look at that. That's kind of like I got one that said that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joe Dunford, had resigned and he had written this beautiful letter indicting the Obama administration for all the bad things they had done. Well, of course that wasn't true. As soon as I saw it, I knew that one wasn't true. But this is people passing that one around. So, but that's a good question, Dustin. That one, and there's a couple others too that have rolled out that it makes you wonder. You know, again, you know, they're voting themselves,
that's incredible because they've been such a strong advocate for gun laws, and now they figured out that they went too far and they're going to exempt themselves. That would be interesting.
Wow. It was in USA Carry magazine.
Okay.
And I think Newsmax magazine was the other side.
Mm. Yeah, okay, that's where I saw it.
Be worth researching.
Right. Yeah, I did see it. That's where I saw it. So I'm going to have to, we'll have to go back and look at it. We'll call, you know what? We'll call our state senator. Who is that?
Ted who?
Oh, Ted Gaines. That's right. Hey, Dustin, good question.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
This might be a question for Sam.
For Sam? We need to get Sam Perez in here. Yeah, we need to get Sam in here. By the way, the last thing we have in the last minute and a half, it looks like, can you believe this? Ted Gaines is going to be in a runoff with a Democrat.
Who?
It said District 1 seat likely heads to runoff, incumbent to face Democrat in November. Steve Baird took a chunk of the vote there, about 22,000 people.
Yeah.
And Gaines of Roseville cannot be reached for comment Wednesday. Wow. How unusual is that?
I saw his sign once.
I see, there's a sign down the street here. You know, people go, well, how can you talk like that? It's easy.
One time, Ted came up to me, and he and Linda were classmates in high school. I mean, so she didn't remember him, but you know, after yes. they started talking, but he says, "Well, I'd like to be on the show, Ted. Anytime. I talk to your people." He said that you didn't call him back. I said, "Well, you've got people that are lying on your staff. They're liars because I did call back, and they kept calling me and saying you were too busy." Or that yeah. you know, you'd set up for, you know, just come on for a half hour or an hour, but then they say, oh, no, he's only going to be able to be on there for 8 minutes. You know? I got a congressman named LaMoffa that's on here an hour every month. I've got a Brian Daly that's on an hour. I've got everybody yeah. else, elected officials, coming on the show, and you can't do it.
Yeah,
so,
and
there
we,
you are,
we
Ted.
Poke
so,
for a reason.
Yeah, yeah we...
And do so, you know, you I know met him actually one time at a, when he was first running in this area. He was out at Sierra Pacific. And he was there longer than an hour, but I haven't seen him since.
Well, I tell you what, Rob Rowan, who's running against him, is a moderate Democrat in Cottonwood. I bet I can get Rob on the show.
I bet he will.
Well, we're going to call him today.
There you go. I bet he'll come on, and I bet he'll come on for an hour.
I bet he
once
will.
A week if you want him.
You know what? He'd probably pay me to come on. Oh! And that's okay, too.
You think he might buy some ads on this radio station?
You think?
Wow.
All the other people did. Okay. 8:31 in the morning, we're going to take a break. Trish Clark and myself. Is our tongue in our cheeks and our cynicism, is it starting to boil over?
Got a little bulge out there.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM. Fire.
Fire.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bond, Trish Clark. No, not anymore. It's just one of those coincidences. That
I know.
Really weird. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Grove Barbershop, where I visited yesterday. Gives the best haircuts in the world right there at Cypress Grove Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business. It's man's last stronghold. The cheers of barbershops. You're right. You know, everybody gets their haircut. Every one of the firemen gets his haircut there. Hey, we're here with Jerry Gray, who is our fire chief. City of Reading.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
You know what?
Good
we morning. Are sitting here laughing because I said here is every. This has never happened before that our sister station there had Jerry come over to talk about fire safety. Well, my people had been setting him up for a interview, too. Well, we'd set him up for the same day, and we didn't know it. And he shows up 8 o'clock like he's supposed to.
Same building.
Same building. And he says, no, I'm over there. And I went, no, you're not. You're here with me. I said, did you talk to some girls? Yes. Do you remember their names? No. But you're supposed to be here. No. He was positive.
Turns out we're double booked.
Turns out that he was absolutely right. You were double booked for.
I was not unhappy that they were fighting over me.
That's right. But here's the thing: is we're able to share the wealth.
Absolutely, and I'm always available.
Thank you. Okay, tell us about you.
Well, I'm just finishing up my first year here at the Reading Fire Department as fire chief. Came to the Reading Fire Department in 2008, so this would be my 8th year. 18 years prior to that, I was with the city of Red Bluff, and I had worked myself up to fire chief there. With my seasonal time, I'm basically up at my 27th year in this
job.
Wow,
yeah.
It's just been a...
You're just a kid.
Just been a tremendous honor. We have an outstanding department and very dedicated to the community, and I'm proud to be at the helm of this organization.
Very good.
Okay. We want to talk, of course, now we're approaching, did somebody show a picture of the California National Bird? Did you see that the other day?
Yes, it was an air tanker dropping behind the subdivision.
Right, California National Bird, it
that.
Was beautiful, a big air tanker.
It was a 747.
747 dropping retardant behind a subdivision. It said California State Bird.
Oh, for sure.
Well, was that funny?
I think that was in Southern Cal, and right now everything's pointing towards a devastating fire season down in Southern California.
Bad.
Yeah. They received 40 to 50% of normal rainfall. They were supposed to get a deluge from the El Nino event, and that did not happen. We got barely our normal allotment, but I was grateful to get that. Prior to that, for 3 or 4 years, we were basically in continuous fire season mode. Our fuels have peaked now, and what I mean by that is the water content in the fuels have reached the limit of where they're going to be, and now they're on the decline, but we still have some time before we get to that explosive burning condition, but that does not include the grasses. The grasses have already dried out. They're ready to burn. We've already burned up several acres in the city of Reading, so It's high time for our residents to take care of that combustible vegetation around their homes.
They should be clearing things right now.
Early
morning and late evening. And the
clear.
The logic behind that, Trish, as you well point out, is that fires can start by the activity of removing that, particularly if you're using mowers. So we ask people to get out there when it's nice and cool, either in the morning or late evening, and just start working those working that field.
Should you have a way to put out a quick fire if something sparks?
Well, you know, it's hard for me as a professional firefighter to advocate that. I think in the kitchen, everybody needs to have a fire extinguisher. A fire extinguisher does not work on vegetation that's burning. We see countless fire extinguishers by the side of the road where the grass fire started, all of those wasted for no reason. But in the house, a fire extinguisher does amazing work. A small one only costs about $15, and it can save your $200,000 or $300,000 home.
Mm-hmm. We have two in our kitchen. You've seen Linda cook.
Excellent.
She'll get you for that.
I hope and
you
just would. Remember.
Hey, nobody should tell Linda I just said that. Okay. I want that erased off the archive right now. Just erase it.
On cooking fires, I want to emphasize, too, Carl, while you bring it up, is don't ever, ever use water to extinguish those grease fires.
They're just splattered.
Catastrophic. You will burn yourself, and you will set your house on fire.
As long as we're talking about that, your predecessor was in here, mm-hmm. and we talked about how in the old days it would take 30 minutes for a fire to get to its you know, really hot time there, you know, once it started. With today, though, it's different.
Yes. Okay. So let me give you a little background on that. We called the old meaning 30 or 40 years ago before that. We called the old furniture legacy furniture. The furnishings were legacy furnishings. They were made out of natural fibers, primarily wool, primarily cotton and such. The natural fibers caught fire, couches caught fire then, mattresses caught fire then, just like they do today. But those fibers were far more forgiving in spreading fire. Nowadays, everything in your home is manufactured out of plastic. There's two problems with this. Number one, the plastic burns much faster. And number two, it puts off some extraordinarily toxic substances. So, you're absolutely correct. In the old days, we said that flashover, which is the point at which all the contents in the room spontaneously erupt into fire, took about 30 minutes. And now the most recent studies by NIST are suggesting that 3 minutes for flashover to occur. 3 minutes.
Wow.
Once a flashover occurs inside a room, life ceases. We are not there to save anybody. You are dead. So we're talking basically seconds now compared to what used to be. And this is just part of the modern society that we live in.
Dude, boy, you just made a tremendous argument for those of us who love antique furniture.
Oh,
at least it gives you a fighting chance
exactly.
to get out of there.
And so my whole house is furnished pretty much with antiques and old furniture. I'm a whole lot more fire safe than anybody else.
And I can assure you that your house is.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Okay, Jerry. So now we know at 3 minutes it's flashover and it's, you know, that's it. Fire alarms inside your house. Plans to get out of your house, all those things.
Okay, so we advocate, now in private homes, there is no standard, okay? What I mean by that is that we don't go in and we tell you how to put your alarms, but we strongly advocate that you have a smoke detector in every sleeping quarters, every room that you have, and down the hallways of your room. I don't advocate smoke detectors in kitchens, particularly if you're not well-versed in cooking, because those tend to generate false alarms, and it tends to desensitize the family. It's fairly frequent that we go into a house, and the smoke detector that's right over the stove is cracked open. You can see the battery stem hanging, and you just think, why in the world would you put one there? But every bedroom and your hallways all need to have a smoke detector and have a plan. Now, if you're an adult,
have you been in our
just
house
get
before?
Out of the house.
You've been in our house before.
How else would I know dinner was ready?
In defense of all of those women that you're saying are not good cooks here, those smoke alarms, when they're placed there, when you percolate coffee, it'll set it off.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing is, it doesn't have to be.
It's not smoke, and it doesn't mean you're burning the dinner.
A lot of times, it's odors or something. Or
well, there are three different types of smoke detectors, and some of them will be tripped off by the steam from your shower. So, get the right smoke detector for the application that you're using. Make sure your hallways have a smoke detector, and make sure each of your bedrooms has a smoke detector. That's the best advice I can give you. There is no excuse not to do this. I just went and replaced all of my smoke detectors. They cost $10 each, and they come sealed now with a 10-year battery. You cannot replace the battery, but but the unit is good for 10 years.
And you can actually buy a smoke detector that will not be set off by the fumes from coffee and those things.
Well, no, I won't say that. Oh, okay. But what I will say is that what you need to do is carefully place it. So I would just generally keep it away from the cooking area.
Okay, so we have ours, and ours is connected into our house alarm, mm-hmm. too. So it goes straight, if there's fire, it goes straight to our alarm company. Hue and cry, ding, 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 and who was supposed to then call the fire department. We're going to take a break here. Our guest is Reading Police, Fire Chief Jerry Gray. And we're going to be talking to him about not only just fire prevention, but some other things coming up. The number, how many, you know, with this new proposed public safety tax, impact that can have on the fire department. Also, the how many times does the fire department charge out when it's got nothing to do with fires? We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Missed the chorus. That was supposed to be Holding Out for a Hero.
Oh. Yeah, I know. I was wondering where you were going with that one. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 9th of June, and what's it look like weather-wise there.
Teresa. Well, it looks like we're going up to 87 degrees today, a low of 60. And it's not going to warm up considerably beyond that until Sunday. We're going to get up to about 95. And then the rest of the, you know, going into next week, we're going to have a cooling trend back into the 80s again. So that's looking really good.
Great.
Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds' goal is to make sure your house is cooler in the, with the sun shining on it, as it does here so much. Give them a call at 226-9027. You know, Jerry will make that right decision. He'll tell you exactly what it works. You've got outside coverings, you've got inside coverings, blinds, drapes, all these different things, and even rebates from REU. Give them a call, again, 226-9027, or check out budgetblinds.com. We're here with Reading Fire Chief Jerry Gray, and we're talking, of course, fires, fire prevention, and all this. Let's go to the phones. Dick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to talk to the fire, tell them about my experiences, effectiveness of smoke detectors. I know it's the law, you have to have them. We were in Reno at my daughter's house doing a lot of construction work, and her and her husband had gone to casinos, and my wife and I were there with her two grandkids and my wife's mother, who was in her 80s. And one of the kids is probably in the 7th, 8th grade. The other was maybe 5 years old. And this house had all connected smoke detectors. In every bedroom, they're all connected together. And we were sound asleep, and the damn thing went off. We both jumped out of bed, and I thought, oh, I bet the pellet stove, there's a pellet stove in the living room, was burning. We went in there. There's absolutely nothing wrong. And the whole house was alive with these things going off. And I said, I don't know what's causing that. We looked at every room, nothing. And so I turned the ceiling fan on. I thought maybe dust, and finally it went out. After 5 minutes, it went out. But the two grandkids never woke up. My wife's mother never woke up. We just woke up. And if the house is on fire, they would have never woke up. They didn't wake them up. It woke us up. And some time ago, I saw a video where they did a demonstration where they try to wake up children with the smoke detectors, and they didn't wake up. But they had one where the father put his voice in there. He says, John, get up, go outside. John, wake up. And they woke up. The kids woke up when they heard the father's voice, but they did not respond to the noise
ones.
Or the smoke.
Huh.
They slept right through it.
So
you wonder if they how well they really work.
Well,
anyway.
I think but they woke you up, so you could get them up, too.
Yeah, the technology's not
technology.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, Dick, thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Right. Jerry, one of the things that people say is, hey, you know, when you all are running, you see all the time you guys are leaving, that the vast majority of them, you're just going out to help somebody that needs to go to the hospital or something like that. And I propagated that, not exactly like that, you know, but you're running on, for, you know,
a lot of
medical calls. Things have changed, though.
Well, thank you. Well, at the last city council meeting, our ambulance providers and I provided an update to the system that we call the emergency medical system here in Shasta County and Redding in specific. But approximately 61 to 62% of our total call volume of around 13,000 are emergency medical calls. So that's the most typical call that we will respond to. We have made some significant strides to ensuring that the calls that we go to are true emergencies. And one of those things that we've implemented is a new program up at Shascom. Well, it's been in place now for about 3 or 4 years, called Emergency Medical Dispatching. And so when any caller in the city of Redding calls our Shascom Dispatch Center on 911, they are guided through a series of questions. These questions produce a code, A, B, C, D, E, and that code determines the severity of the emergency. So an A call, or alpha call as we call it, is a very low priority emergency. Well, it's not even an emergency. It's a very low priority call. And then an E, or an echo call, is of highest priority nature. And an example of that would be a choking victim, a heart attack, a burn victim. Those would be echo calls, immediate need. We have cut out all of the alpha calls out of our responses. And so those are handled exclusively by our outstanding ambulance providers. But we typically don't send any fire engines to those anymore because they're not emergencies. This keeps our crews available for other things. The only exception to that would be if an ambulance is not readily available or if they arrive at scene and they do need our assistance, we graciously would respond to assist our cooperators.
But Bob?
I was witness to a couple of firefighters were at a local grocery store, obviously getting chow for the night. They had the engine in the parking lot. This elderly gentleman was just reading them the riot act because how dare they drive the big expensive fire engine to the grocery store. Can you address that?
The city of Redding is split up into 8 districts. Each one of these districts has a fire station of its own. You can think of it sort of as 8 small little cities. Those fire engines stay in those districts for a rapid response, and our personnel are very involved doing many activities in the community, not just shopping for groceries. Most often they're doing inspections or they're training or who knows what they're doing. But as long as they stay in those districts, that is the key for us to ensuring that they will still deliver that prompt response to any emergency that might arise.
And it's appropriate for them to go to the grocery store or to whatever they have to do to maintain, because they're there 24 hours a day.
So they don't have to run back and get the engine
exactly,
if a
so
call
comes.
Exactly,
so they need to have the engine with them because they may be dispatched while they're in that grocery store getting the supplies for dinner for the crew that night.
If A's are non-emergencies, I mean, for what, you know, somebody's just calling for help. And you don't go to A's unless you're asked to. So what are B's?
So
the reason I'm asking this is that the ambulances took care of 17,000 last year. You all took care of...
Okay, so in the Redding area, the ambulances last year responded to about 17,500 medical calls. I'm not going to call them emergency medical
calls. Right, but just medical calls.
Medical calls.
We responded to 8,100.
8,100.
So approximately 48, 49% of their total. So I think the myth that we go to every single medical call needs to go away. It's not the case.
No, and that's true.
But it used to be.
Yes.
But
they handle a lot more calls than we ever have in terms of transferring people and so forth. But back to your question, a Bravo call is what we would consider the lowest of the emergency medical calls. And there's a whole host of different things that will prompt a Bravo call. And I could tell you when we implemented EMD, there was discussion of us cutting out the Bravo calls as well. And that's always something that's available to us, but understand that there'll be a drop in the level of service that we deliver to our people. We have outstanding ambulance in the Redding area, but there's only 10 of them during the peak hours. It's not uncommon for all of those to be sucked up by the system. So somebody's got to go and provide assistance.
The 10 ambulances that are available, are they just available to the city of Redding or
Redding area, yes.
District-wide?
Redding area.
Okay. Oh, okay, we've just got a couple minutes. We're going to have to bring you back on. We'll get a whole hour for you. The impact on the Blueprint for Safety will give you X more people, right? I mean, if it passes.
That's correct.
And that impact is?
Basically, we would be bringing all of our engines up to a three-person standard, which is a national standard based upon what we're expected to do on the fire side of things. But some advantages to this is we would restructure our alarm settings so that on a typical house fire, when we have what we call a second alarm, we wouldn't send the entire force on duty to that one incident. We would hold an engine or two back to handle the other emergencies that always seem to come about when we're fighting that first fire. So, you know, we developed this plan and provided the community with that option to let us know whether they approve or not. And if this is successful, then we'll see some substantive improvements to fire protection.
Okay.
You're right. We're going to have a whole hour on this because we've barely scratched the surface.
I'm looking at things like, are EMTs on ambulances?
The ambulances are staffed with both EMTs and paramedics, which is a higher level.
Right. Okay. So you've got a paramedic on the ambulances. And still 60% of what you run is just strictly medical emergencies. Mm-hmm. So when you think of a fire department, you're kind of almost like a medical department, too.
Do you have EMTs and paramedics on your fire engines?
We have EMTs.
But not paramedics.
Here's the thing that we can't forget in all of this. Fire still constitutes the number one threat to our community, period.
Right.
So the fact that 5 or 6% of our call volume is fires really should not distract us from the fact that that still presents the highest level of concern.
Turn it down.
So yes, we provide the emergency medical service as a collateral benefit to our community, but our staffing and our distribution of resources is geared towards fighting fires.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get to, is that people can't forget is that it's kind of like having a policeman, that if somebody's breaking into your house, you can bitch about where they are and what they're doing, but when the time is when your house is on fire and somebody breaks down that door and walks in there, you want to have them available. And this is what we can't forget. Yeah, this is kind of an aside of helping people, keep your guys busy.
But they
have to be there for the main problem, which is fires, which is what I was getting at.
Correct.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shut everybody off here and go beyond, but I wanted to get that last part out.
I'd be happy to come back.
Anytime. Hey, thank you for what you do, and thank your men.
Thank you.
I was fortunate enough, I was honored to be there when it's not the Rotary Club. It was the Exchange Club. Somebody. It was honoring you all for your heroism for the Fireman of the Year. And it was an honor to be there.
Thank you, sir.
Be there with you all. And thank you for what you do. And it's going to be a busy season. We'll have you back on again soon.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Trish, thank you so much for being here.
Good morning. See you next week.
We're just blowing past the 9 o'clock.